Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa on AM and FM KCII, the one to count on for today's news and local information. On today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program, we are set to talk with Tracy Rush. She is the Mid Prairie Middle School counselor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And so our conversation today is going to revolve around the new Junior Achievement Program. And let's start with some background on the program. How was this introduced to Mid Prairie? And can you give us some information about the program as a whole?
Yeah, so I was actually contacted by Stacey Voliger. She's the Senior Education Manager for the Junior Achievement of the Heartland. And she contacted me about the program, just providing some background information of kind of their goals and their purpose. And so we had looked into it, and it fit in line with what we were hoping to incorporate in our health and guidance curriculum. And so we are hoping to start the program here soon. Just a little bit of background about the program. It's actually been around for 60 years now. We actually have Junior Achievement of Heartland, which serves all of Washington County. And so right now they're actually doing programs in Kelowna, Riverside, and Washington.
And let's talk a bit about the implementation. Can you talk about maybe the phases or portions of the program? What does it entail?
Yeah, so there's three main goals of the program. Their three goals are financial literacy, work readiness, and entrepreneurship. And we are actually starting the first phase of the work readiness or career readiness program. And so the goal of that program is just to get the kids ready for work outside of school. And so it talks a lot about, you know, what are the do's and don'ts of employment, how to go through the employment process, and just looking at the whole stages from getting a job to keeping the job.
And can you tell us, moving forward, a bit more information about the other two aspects of the Junior Achievement Program?
Yeah, so the other two, financial literacy and entrepreneurship. Basically, financial literacy just helps the students gain ownership of their economic success. So just how to manage their money. And then the entrepreneurship would be if they choose to go into the business world, kind of what that looks like. And so this year we're starting with the work readiness program, and then we're hoping to add financial literacy next year and then possibly incorporating entrepreneurship in the future.
And can you talk a bit about from administration within the middle school and the Mid Prairie School District as a whole and some of the teachers, how they feel this fits the curriculum or how has it been received as far as the implementation is concerned?
Mm-hmm. So the program focuses a lot on the 21st century skills. So if you know of the different standards that are kind of implemented in schools now, this fits right in line with that curriculum. And so it talks about just those work-ready skills. So the skills that we hope that our students can use once they exit Mid Prairie Middle School. So whether they continue on, you know, it's with their education or if they enter the workforce upon graduation, these are all the skills they're going to need to be successful.
And as we're looking at the program and how it's put together, there's an aspect that's available for volunteers. Can you tell us maybe the type of people you're looking for and what some of the responsibilities those volunteers would have?
Yeah, so Junior Achievement is actually built all around volunteers. And so the lessons that we're hoping to teach to our students come from volunteers in the community. And so the work readiness program specifically is actually six lessons that are taught by volunteers that come into the middle school. And so we still do need volunteers. We're still a couple short for this spring. And then with the goal of trying to incorporate more programs next year, we're going to need even more. And so the community members we're looking for is just those that are willing to stand up in front of our middle school students and talk about some of those work readiness lessons, the financial literacy aspect. The nice part is Junior Achievement works very well with our volunteers in training. Obviously, since it is during the school day, we would need volunteers that are able to either get away from their working position or if they have time during the school day to come in and help our students. But if you're interested, like I said, we still do need volunteers for this spring and as well again next year. And just that contact information, if you go to the Junior Achievement website, it's just jaheartland.org, and you can see all the volunteer information on there.
Well, Tracy, I'd like to conclude with this. In your position with Mid Prairie Middle School and you look at implementing this program, what is overall your goal? What would you like to see come from this as the end game for what the students experience?
So I guess my end goal is just to make sure our students are informed and that they have the skills and the strategies they need to be successful. Because we know as our kids, you know, leave Mid Prairie Middle School and you know, enter into high school and then eventually go on and either further their education or enter the workforce. We just want to make sure that they're going to be successful. And so that we hope that if we implement these skills early on, they'll carry with them the next few years.
And that is Tracy Rush, the Mid Prairie Middle School counselor, joining us on today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa on AM and FM, KCII.